Well, good afternoon. We are excited to be back with Education Matters after a brief respite, thanks to the coronavirus. We've got some special guests today. Rebecca Talbert is former Associate Vice President for Academic Affairs at Tennessee Tech University, and especially for today's discussion, Professor of Nursing retired. So, Becky, it's good to have you back on the program, and thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much, Bob. It's really a pleasure to be able to share some information with folks out there.
Well, that's great, and we have done our sanitizing wipes on the microphones, and we wore masks when we came in, so we're still doing our best at social distancing, and hope everybody else is, too. Becky, you grew up here, but people may not know you, so tell everybody a little bit about your background and how you got associated with the School of Nursing, too.
All right. Yes, we moved to Cookeville with my family when I was going into the fourth grade, and I started Tech Training School. Interestingly enough, I was one of the first faculty members hired at Tennessee Tech to work on the nursing program and get it developed, and our first offices were in the old Tech Training School campus in the room that I started school in the fourth grade.
Isn't that amazing?
So
that
was a very, very interesting time. But yes, I was here, went to Tennessee Tech in pre-nursing at that time, and then went on to Vanderbilt University for my baccalaureate degree. Married, moved out of state, and then completed my master's work at the University of Arkansas Medical Center in Little Rock. And we moved back to Cookeville in 79. My husband had a professor position at Tennessee Tech, and I had already talked with a couple of people at Tech. They were telling me that they had a grant proposal in to fund a nursing program. So we were building a house. I kind of waited a few months, and sure enough, Tennessee Tech got the grant, and I was one of the first faculty members hired, actually the first faculty member hired, 40 years ago to start the nursing program.
Isn't
so
that,
it's
that is
been
a, bunch,
a wonderful pleasure.
That is a bit of history right there. There's no question. And Noel was a professor of civil engineering at Tech also.
Yes.
Well, that's great. Well, this is a special week this week and a special month.
Yes.
Here with, we've got a lot to talk about with coronavirus and everything, but it's National Nurses Month, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's National Nurses Month declared by the American Nurses Association. This came about, we've had a National Nurses Week every week, every year, but they decided this year to make this National Nurses Month because the World Health Organization has made this Nurse of the Year, but that was long before the pandemic.
Yeah.
So, it's really, really brought home what nurses do for people. Florence Nightingale is the nurse that we say started the professional nursing, current nursing practice as we know it today. She said nurses need to be educated. They needed a scientific base, not just an internship with someone else. And so she went to Germany to go to school to get some nursing education and came back to England, started a nursing school, and this is her 200th birthday. So that's why it's the year of the nurse. The month of the nurse, Florence Nightingale's birthday is May 12th. And so that's why we are celebrating doubly this year with the 200th birthday of Florence Nightingale.
Well, that's pretty neat. And Florence Nightingale sort of revolutionized military nursing,
yes,
didn't she?
Yes.
She sort of cut her stripes in the, I guess, the British Army.
Yes.
In some of their wars.
Yes. The Crimean War started in 1853, and she was already working in one of the hospitals there. She went to the Army, Department of Army, and said, "Let us take a group of nurses and help out in the field," because so many soldiers were dying in the battlefield. And so she had to do some convincing, but the Army allowed a group of these nurses to go, and they were walking amongst the injured, many times outside because they didn't have coverings for all of them, cleaning their wounds. And this was one of the things that hadn't been being done. When they were in the tents, they just were put and rags wrapped around them and left there, and the men were dying not from bleeding out but from infection from their wounds. And so she walked through the battlefields with a lamp, and that's why you see a lamp many times called the Lady of the Lamp. And they changed the death rate in that war something like 30-fold. The other thing she discovered is that they weren't protecting their drinking water. The soldiers might be utilizing water dipped from the creek further down below where the latrine was. Well, we all know
today,
obviously,
we know that.
That doesn't work.
Yep.
So she not only renovated nursing practice at the time, but also health care. And when she got back to England, she did establish a school in 1860, but she also started writing the Department of Army and the health minister that they had there. And year after year after year after year, she persisted to get health policies changed.
Yeah, I understand she wasn't, from what I've read, she wasn't always really popular with the Army.
No, she wasn't. They couldn't understand why they even had to listen to her, but one of her, the health minister at that time was a friend of her father's, who her father was a nobleman, and they didn't want her to go into nursing. No noble woman went into nursing.
Yeah.
But obviously she was very bright. She'd had private tutors all their lives. She was well-educated in the sciences, and she could see how this could help nursing practice and health care.
Well, she made historic changes. There's no question about that. And boy, what a month to celebrate her birthday and to celebrate National Nurses Month. Are there any – I know with COVID and with the pandemic, it's hard to do special events, but are there any special recognitions or things going on this month that you know of nationally?
Yes, nationally. If today on TV, I noticed they were talking about Nurses Week, Nurses Month, and they were commending nurses primarily in the COVID epidemic, but they also were mentioning other healthcare providers as well, which we have taken on as our other goal for this month, as looking at everybody who's helped out. I think you will see some TV ads, perhaps besides local Channel 4, I believe it was today, and there'll be some special programming. Now, most of the time, that special programming is on the public channels,
yeah.
And I think that there will be a webcam that people can tune into free about the 23rd of the month that is describing healthcare delivery.
Wow. Well, I can't believe there would be a single person in the United States that hasn't witnessed the key role that nurses play here this month. I mean, they've been front and center in the defense of this attack on the nation. They've played just special roles, haven't they, all
yes.
over the nation?
Yes. I think you see them most prominently everywhere when you look at people being examined for sampling to see if they have the COVID or not. And you'll see the nurses hopefully in full regalia covering themselves. Many times now it's simply in the cars where the cars line up.
Yeah.
That's what happened in Putnam County. The public health department is screening people from their cars. They're using the swabbing and putting it in a little tube and then sending that off. And they're getting quicker response time to getting the results back. So we've seen that locally. We've seen it internationally. We've seen it nationally for that part of their role. One of the other major roles is many, many healthcare facilities built little tents outside their emergency rooms so that people who might have the COVID-19 weren't coming inside the hospital.
Yeah.
Till they could get them protected.
Didn't want to expose everyone
right, exactly.
else.
Exactly. So many times those tents are manned by nurses. They're the ones out there taking their temperature, asking all the questions, where have you traveled? What have you been? How sick have you been? What are your other symptoms? That kind of thing. And then they will either go a certain way if we think you have suspicion of COVID, and then another direction if this is some other kind of illness that you might need to be seen in the ER. And then if they do think that you have the COVID, then you go on into an area that's quarantined, and then they go upstairs if they have to be hospitalized. But only about 10% nationally have needed to be hospitalized.
Yeah.
Now, we're lucky in Tennessee from the standpoint, of course, we don't have the number of people New York City has.
Right.
But we've not had anything like the number of cases. And we're even more fortunately in the Upper Cumberland.
Yes. Yeah, it's really been strange to look at the distribution across our state and
yes.
see some places in eastern Tennessee that you would think, Johnson City area, for instance, you would think would have had a fairly good outbreak, and it's been really modest.
No, Nashville is a center of over 3,000, right at 3,000, I think, right now, and Shelby County are the two big ones.
Right.
But around Nashville, there are five counties that have 600, 800, 1,300, and that isn't even happening around Shelby County.
Wow.
So I think those of us who wish to take extra care just don't even plan to go to Nashville or that rare anytime soon.
Yeah, it's probably a good time not to go down there. Well, we need to remember, too, there are a lot of other people sick in the hospitals that don't have the coronavirus, but they've got the things people normally are in the
yes.
hospital with, and nurses are taking care of them,
yes.
too, aren't they?
Nurses are caring for them. And the nurse is there around the clock. The physician comes in to see the patients. The respiratory therapist is another dangerous job because they're having to give therapy to the ones with the COVID-19 who have very serious respiratory issues. And but then we have, you know, one of the unsung heroes of all of this are the housekeeping people. They have to clean all of those
wow.
rooms,
yep.
every place
yep.
that has to be disinfected three times. They're the ones that are doing that. And hopefully they are adequately protected as well.
Yeah, I know at Cookeville Regional Medical Center they've talked a good bit about the safety precautions for the environmental services groups,
yes.
the housekeeping groups that are there. Well, this is Local Matters. We have been talking to Rebecca Talbert, who was former Associate Vice President for Academic Affairs at Tennessee Tech, and who is professor of nursing emeritus at Tech. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Well, welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking local education matters today, and especially we're talking about nursing education and National Nurses Month that we are celebrating during the month of May. But, Becky, we've been talking about the coronavirus. Why don't we just remind everybody about just everyday special health precautions that we need to be taking? I've washed my hands more this month than I have in the rest of my life put together, I think. So talk about that a bit.
And that's number one. This is something we were taught if we went to preschool, if you're not, by the time you got to school, wash your hands. Wash your hands with soap. Be sure you're washing them at least 20 seconds. But this is the number one prevention. This virus can be washed away with soap and water. And that is what is tremendously important. And I think the second thing is social distancing. I think this staying 6 feet away from other people, and the reason for that is so that if someone coughs or sneezes, those little droplets don't get all the way to you. So that's the other thing that helps to keep down the spread of this virus. And then I think once you do go out, you have your mask on to protect any of the coughing or sneezing you might do, getting on someone else. You hope other people have on their mask when you go to the grocery store. I'm in that high-risk group with my age, so I've just been staying at home except those kinds of things. And I think I'll probably still continue to do that a while. I don't think that I'm planning to go out anywhere and be in any sort of crowd. They're keep encouraging us not to have crowded places.
Right.
I think wait two or three more weeks and perhaps even Some of the larger churches may go back and have some services, just trying to keep people social distanced as much as possible.
We've been enjoying, given that we can't be in worship together, we've been enjoying Zoom classes in Sunday school, and then our church does video that we can watch on YouTube. But it's different, isn't
it? Oh, it is.
Too?
It's different.
It's just not the same. But it's important that we do these safety things. Well, we want to talk about the Tennessee Tech School of Nursing. This is Education Matters, and certainly that's a big part of the educational offerings the university has that impact the entire Upper Cumberland. So talk a bit about the Tennessee Tech School of Nursing and how many students they have and what they do and stuff like that.
All right. The School of Nursing, as I mentioned just briefly earlier, was begun 40 years ago in the fall of 1980. At that time, we had 26 students that started that first year in the clinical junior year. So they have 2 years left of that, and that was the clinical nursing part. The rest of that was general education in the first 2 years. Now, at the School of Nursing, they have about 750 students overall.
Wow.
They have 320 or so of those are in the upper division, 2 years of clinical nursing. They have about 140 graduate students. They have a master's program and a doctorate program now, a doctorate of nursing practice. And the first two graduates from that program will graduate in August.
Isn't that
so
amazing?
So we're very, very excited about that. I guess I knew we had come a long way, but I never really thought that I would be around to see and enjoy the level of having doctorally prepared nurses graduating from the program.
And that is amazing. You and I were both part of some of the accreditation reviews for that DNP program. What does a doctor of nursing practice graduate do?
Well, they hopefully, most of them will maintain a practice base in a clinical setting. Many times it may be in an acute care hospital setting.
Mm-hmm.
It could be in a health department or another area where you're seeing people out in the community. These individuals are looking for not just how do you treat this one patient, but looking overall, perhaps at the system. How do we improve the care for everybody that's going to be in the intensive
care
unit?
So they may be administrators of the entire hospital at some point in the future.
Yes, they could be. There is an administrative track, and there's a nursing education track, but many of these with their clinical doctorates will go into nursing education, or they will go into administration
as
well.
So it's just a really specialized kind of advanced degree.
And it has a clinical base. There is research with that program, but it's not like a PhD or in nursing where it's primarily research-focused.
And it is not a medical doctor's degree,
no,
so they cannot do some of the things that a medical doctor would do.
No, but they collaborate with the medical doctors. And I think that's what's terribly important is they can see how that issue that they're looking to help take care of can be better promoted in terms of correction if you have the doctor or the physical therapist all together working together as a unit.
Well, the bread and butter of the Whitson Hester School of Nursing is the undergrad program, baccalaureate nurse, and they serve folks throughout the Upper Cumberland,
they do.
Don't they?
There will be more than half of the individuals who graduate each semester, and now we do have graduates in June and December, they will go into the Upper Cumberland communities to work. Many of them will be working in the hospitals there, but we don't have as many hospitals in the Upper Cumberland as we once did.
Right.
So they may be going into other areas such as home health care. They're going to the health departments, private clinics. And then, of course, once they get their master's degree, they may be a nurse practitioner that's practicing in particularly those clinics and health departments, because we have a lot of them. The other places they tend to go then after, more than half of them, probably 60 to 70% stay in the Upper Cumberland. We have Nashville and Knoxville as the two major metropolitan, a few in Chattanooga, and a few more now. We've got an extra clinical site or two in Chattanooga we did not have before. But if we go to a clinical site in one of these other areas, then the students feel more comfortable perhaps going there. They may live closer to that area. And so the major hospitals in Nashville hire our graduates. They like our graduates. They're used to working in many different clinical places, and so they adapt rather quickly. And that's always a compliment that we've gotten about the graduates.
So they go to some impressive places. I know they're at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital.
Yes.
And
yes.
We were recently at Centennial, and there were nurses there at Centennial mm-hmm. from Tennessee Tech. So the School of Nursing has an impact all over our state and literally in other places in the U.S.
Yes.
and across
mm-hmm.
the world.
Mm-hmm. About 5 or 6% of our graduates are practicing out of state.
Yeah. Well, this is Local Matters. We are talking Education Matters today, and we're talking particularly about Nurses Month and about the Whitson-Hester School of Nursing at Tennessee Tech. Becky, those students, when they go through Tech, they have clinicals. They,
yes.
they have practical experience as part of the education.
Yes. They begin the practicum, we call it, or the clinical practicum, in the beginning of the junior level, and they will first have some practicum in the building using mannequins, and now our mannequins don't just lie there dormant. They can be programmed to have various kinds of illnesses, and once you see the students caring for that person who is having a heart attack or whatever, it becomes very, very alive to you is how much the student can learn from that.
Yeah, there is really advanced robotics
yes.
in those mannequins,
yes, there
isn't
is.
There?
But they learn how to approach people. Nursing is probably 70 to 80% communication skills. And they learn how to approach people who are all very sick, who may having some kind of major issue, and they can go ahead and learn how to get the history from that person, how to let them know they're being supportive, how to perhaps a person's getting upset, and they can try to help them downplay that emotion so they can not be upset. I'm here to help you. What can I do? That kind of thing. And that's a big, big part of nursing, I think. And they do that in many clinical settings, with children, with moms, new moms, babies, having babies, medical, surgical, helping with them. And then in the well person, the older well person, either in a clinic setting or a health department setting, senior citizen centers, they may be there giving talks. They may be helping with an exercise class for seniors. So there's so many, many different fields. And nursing is I love because you can become a nurse and go into many different kinds of fields. And we tell students, don't give up if the first clinical you go into you don't like very much. Just keep going.
You
just
might find
going.
Something
you might
else
find
you
what
do
you
love.
Do. Yes, yes, and they probably will.
And I've noticed a lot of nurses who truly love what they're doing. You
yes.
can just you can feel it from the way they care.
Early on, we had a person, young woman, who had been an EMT and was doing an excellent job as an EMT, and she went all the way through the nursing program and said, I'm going to work in the emergency room. And she did not like her public health experience and told her faculty member, I'll never come back to public health. I'll never work in public health. Well, that person worked a few months in another setting, but she went to the public health department and started working it and retired from there after 30 years of experience.
Isn't that amazing?
So, yes, I think they can see where their niche is and can see how yeah. much contribution they can make.
Well, it's amazing the things they do. Gloria and I were visiting someone who had just come through the emergency room at Baptist Hospital a few years ago, and he'd actually been attacked by a cow and had multiple broken ribs and all kinds of things. So he was up in a room, and it was like 11 o'clock at night, and they still let us in because it had been an emergency. And so we were running to the room to see JB, and running down the hall, and I heard somebody say, President Bell, and it was a Tech nursing graduate. And so she came running up, and I said, love to see you, but I want to see this patient first. So we went in and had a good visit. He was stable by that point. And by the time we came back to the nurse's station, she had called a student reunion from the hospital staff, and there were, I don't know, 15 or so mm-hmm. Tech nursing graduates huddled around the nursing station. So we had in that case, late at night, there were a lot of them working at Baptist. So we had a great, great experience with them. Well, this is Educational Matters. We have been talking to Rebecca Talbert about the Whitson-Hester School of Nursing and particularly about National Nurses Month, the month of May. So if you get a chance this week or next and you know a nurse, reach out and say thank you to that person. Becky, thank you for being with us. We've run out of time, but we still have a lot to talk about. We'll get back together again soon.
Thank you, Bob. It's been a pleasure, and I love talking about nursing.
Thanks.